Hey everyone, excited to kick off our deep dive today.
Definitely.
We're going to be checking out Acer's latest and greatest, the Swift 14 AI.
Oh yeah, this one's got people talking.
For sure. And we're going straight to the source, an article from Acer Corner, their official blog.
Sounds good.
So we're not just going to be skimming the surface here
Keep
right
that
now.
way.
We're diving deep into what makes this laptop tick, why all the hype, what makes it so special, all that good stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. I think Acer's really trying to position this as more than just another laptop.
Interesting.
They're pushing this idea that AI is going to, revolutionize the way we use laptops, not just a faster processor, but a fundamental shift.
So it's like AI is baked into the DNA of this machine.
Yeah, exactly. And the heart of that is AMD's Ryzen AI processor.
Okay, Ryzen AI. Now, when I think AI and processors, I usually think Intel, maybe NVIDIA.
Right.
Where does AMD fit into all of this?
Well, AMD's always been known for giving you a lot of bang for your buck, performance-wise.
Yeah, for sure.
But with Ryzen AI, they're taking a slightly different approach.
Okay, I'm curious.
They're focusing on bringing AI processing right to the device itself. No need to rely on the cloud.
Oh, so everything's happening locally on the laptop.
Yep, which means things are going to be a lot faster and smoother when you're using AI-powered apps.
Makes sense. No more waiting for data to go back and forth to who knows where.
Exactly. And to do this, they've actually combined three key components: the CPU, the GPU, and get this, an NPU,
An NPU. What's that?
a neural processing unit.
Neural processing unit. Like a dedicated brain just for AI.
That's a good way to put it. A specialized processor designed to handle all those complex AI calculations.
Whoa, okay. So let's break down these three components. First, the CPU. What's so special about the CPU in this Ryzen AI setup?
So these new Ryzen AI CPUs are using Zen 5 architecture, up to 10 cores
10 cores.
and 20 threads, which basically means it can handle a ton of stuff at the same time. So like even if I have a million tabs open, I'm editing a video and I don't know, composing a symphony or something.
It can probably handle it.
Yeah.
This CPU is built for multitasking.
Yeah.
No more lag, no more
And
slowdowns.
music to my ears. Okay, now the NPU, this AI brain you were talking about, what makes it so special?
Right, so AMD's using their XDNA2 architecture for this NPU. They claim up to 50 TOPS of AI performance.
50 TOPS. Sounds impressive, but I'll be honest, I have no idea what that means practically.
Okay, think of it this way.
Yeah.
You're using AI to create images, write a whole blog post, compose music,
Right.
all on your laptop. No internet needed. That's
Whoa.
the kind of power we're talking about.
Pretty incredible. So the NPU handles the AI heavy lifting. What about the GPU? What role does it play?
The GPU is still super important, especially for things like gaming, video editing, anything visually demanding. This Swift 14 AI uses AMD's Radeon 800M series with RDNA 3.5 architecture.
So basically a visual powerhouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also helps with hardware accelerated encoding.
Encoding, huh?
So like when you're streaming video or recording your gameplay, this encoding ensures everything runs smoothly. No lag, no stuttering.
Ah, okay. Keeps the visuals crisp, even when I'm doing a million other things.
Exactly. Takes some of the load off the CPU,
Yeah.
makes for a smoother all-around experience.
Gotcha. So we've got this power trio, a crazy efficient CPU for everyday tasks, a dedicated NPU for all things AI, and a powerful GPU for visuals.
A dream team, right?
Yeah, seriously. But is this Swift 14 AI just a one-off, or is it part of something bigger?
Great question. And it leads us to this concept of Copilot plus PCs that Microsoft and companies like Acer are pushing.
Copilot plus PCs, so it's not just about this one laptop.
Nope. It's a whole new category of PCs designed with AI at the forefront. And that combo of a powerful CPU, dedicated NPU, and a great GPU, that's what makes these Copilot Plus PCs stand out.
So AI is always on, always ready to help no matter what I'm doing.
That's the idea. And Microsoft is really leaning into it.
Oh, yeah.
They're adding new features to Windows, specifically designed to take advantage of all this AI power.
Okay, so this isn't just a hardware upgrade. It's a whole new way of thinking about how we use PCs.
Exactly.
And the Swift 14 AI is kind of leading the
It's
charge.
one of the first to really showcase what these AI-powered PCs can do.
Cool. Okay, for our listeners who love to get into the nitty-gritty, what can you tell us about the specific model Acer is showcasing?
Sure. They're highlighting the Swift 14 AI laptop. That's model SF14-61T-R49D. It'll run you $11,199.99.
$11,199.99. All right. What are we getting for that price?
They're pretty impressive specs. The DecaCore AMD Ryzen AI 9 processor up to 5 gigahertz.
And the graphics card.
A dedicated AMD Radeon 880M. Great for gaming, great for creative work, video editing, all that.
Sweet. What about the screen?
A 14-inch WXGA touchscreen display, 16:10 aspect ratio.
I like that 16:10 ratio. It feels a lot more spacious.
Yeah, a lot of people prefer it for productivity.
Okay, so screen, processor, graphics, all good. Memory and storage.
16 GB of RAM, a 1 TB SSD, boots up in seconds, apps load super fast.
Nice. And for connectivity.
Wi-Fi 6E.
The fastest, right?
The fastest and most reliable.
Sounds like they really did think of everything. But beyond those core specs, any other standout features?
Let's see. Fingerprint reader for added security, which is always nice.
Definitely.
Backlit keyboard, so you can work in dimly lit environments without straining your eyes. And the whole thing is super lightweight, under 3 pounds.
Oh, perfect for travel.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all sounding great. But let's shift gears for a minute. All this AI talk, how does it translate to real-world benefits for the average user?
Well, the article really emphasizes the practical applications of AI. First off, they're claiming a 27-hour battery life.
27 hours? Seriously?
Yeah, almost unheard of, especially in a laptop this powerful.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. Imagine a whole weekend trip without a charger.
Exactly. It changes everything for anyone who's always on the go.
For sure. But it's not just about battery life, right? It's about how these AI features actually make our lives easier.
Right. So you have Microsoft's AI assistant, Copilot, built right into Windows. It's like having a super smart helper ready to answer your questions, generate content, even automate some of your tasks.
Wow, so it's like having a built-in personal assistant.
Pretty much. And there's this feature called Recall, which helps you easily find files and info.
Even if I have no idea where I saved it.
Even then. Like, imagine searching through everything you've ever worked on.
Oh my God, I need that feature in my life.
Right. And then there are AI-powered enhancements for video call.
Oh yeah, you mentioned those earlier.
Things like background blur, noise suppression, automatic lighting adjustments make you look and sound super professional.
Okay, that's pretty slick.
And there's real-time translation and subtitles available in over 40 languages.
Wow, so I could literally talk to anyone in the world.
Pretty much.
That's amazing. But it's not just Microsoft, right? Acer's brought their own AI game to this laptop. What have they added?
Yeah, Acer has some cool AI features too, focused on making AI easy to use, intuitive. They have this thing called Acer Sense, like a central hub for all the AI features on the laptop.
Okay, so it's like a one-stop shop for all your AI needs.
Exactly. And then there's Acer User Sensing 2.0, which uses presence detection for enhanced security and easier navigation.
Wait, so it can tell if I'm near the laptop?
Yeah, it can enhance security and even allow for some hands-free control.
Okay, that's wild. So this laptop sounds incredible. But for our listeners, how does all of this actually improve their work, their daily lives?
That's the big question, right? You know, it depends on how you use your laptop. If you're always on the go, that 27-hour battery life is a game changer.
No argument there.
And if you work with a lot of files, those AI-powered search features could save you a ton of time and frustration.
Yeah, that recall feature, I could seriously use that.
Right. And for anyone who's constantly on video calls, those AI enhancements are a lifesaver.
It's like they thought of every possible use case. But let's zoom out for a second. What does this Swift 14 AI tell us about the future of computers? Are we all going to have AI-powered laptops soon?
That's a big question. I think we're just starting to see the beginning of this new era of AI in personal computing. But the Swift 14 AI definitely gives us a taste of what's possible, and it's pretty exciting.
It definitely is.
You know, it's fascinating how AI is becoming more and more a part of our, you know, everyday devices.
Yeah, like we used to think of AI as this thing that lived in the cloud.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But with the Swift 14 and its MPU and all these Copilot Plus features,
Yeah.
it's clear that's changing.
So instead of all our data going to some server farm, it's happening right there on the laptop.
Yeah, exactly. And that shift to on-device AI comes with a lot of advantages. Like, for one, it means everything's so much faster because you don't have that back and forth with the cloud.
Right.
That lag is gone. And that's, you know, especially important for things like voice assistants or real-time image editing.
Yeah, you need that instant response.
Exactly. So speed's a big plus, but are there other advantages to having that AI processing done locally?
Well, I'd imagine privacy is a big one, right?
Yeah, you got it. It's a huge win for privacy and security. Because your data is being processed right there on your laptop, you're not sending sensitive information to the cloud, where, you know, it could be vulnerable.
Right. No more worries about data breaches or anything like that.
Exactly.
So more processing power, more privacy, it's a win-win.
It is. And there's another big reason on-device AI is becoming so important. Think about all those amazing AI-powered apps, personalized recommendations, you know, smart assistants that help with work, even creative tools.
Yeah, it seems like every day there's something new.
Right. The demand for those kinds of AI experiences is only going to go up, and on-device processing is key to making those experiences smooth and seamless.
It's like we're hitting this point where AI isn't some fancy add-on, it's just how we use our computers.
I think you're right. It's becoming fundamental to our digital lives.
And laptops like the Swift 14 are at the forefront of that change.
Definitely. And it's not just laptops either. It's smartphones, tablets, smart homes, even wearables.
So AI is everywhere.
It's becoming pervasive. Processing data locally is essential if we want these AI experiences to feel natural, not clunky.
Okay, so many possibilities. But let's bring it back to the Swift 14 for a sec. We've talked about the hardware, the software, the AI features, but what's it actually like to use?
Well, from what I'm seeing in the Acer article, they really want to make the experience user-friendly, intuitive.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
They focus on the battery life, the lightweight design, and the fact that these AI tools are supposed to be easy to use, even if you're not a tech expert.
So no need to be an AI whiz to benefit from all this stuff.
Exactly. They want to make AI accessible to everyone.
That's really smart. AI can be a little intimidating for some people, so making it feel approachable is key.
Right.
But let's be realistic, there are always challenges with new tech. What are some things we should be thinking about when it comes to on-device AI and laptops like this one?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is definitely power consumption. AI processing, especially those complex neural networks, can be pretty power hungry.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, and that's why having an energy-efficient processor like this Ryzen AI chip is so important. It's designed to deliver strong AI performance without draining your battery in, you know, a couple hours.
And that probably explains why Acer keeps bringing up that 27-hour battery life.
It all connects.
For sure. But even with the best battery tech, power consumption is always going to be a consideration. What other challenges do you see?
Well, cost is another factor. Adding dedicated AI hardware like an NPU can make devices more expensive to produce. Now, this Swift 14 seems competitively priced at $1,199.99, but that's still a pretty penny for many people. It'll be interesting to see how that evolves as on-device AI becomes, you know, more
Yeah,
common.
it's like any new tech. Early adopters pay a premium, but then prices come down as things become more mainstream. So
Exactly.
we've talked cost, power consumption. What else?
You know, beyond those practical considerations, I think we should also consider the wider implications of this shift toward on-device AI. It raises interesting questions about the future of work, education, our relationship with technology.
Okay, those are some big questions.
They are, but I think they're worth exploring. Like, if AI is doing more of the heavy lifting, what skills do we need to develop as humans?
Right. What does it mean for the workforce?
Exactly. As AI handles tasks we used to do, some jobs will be automated. We need to be ready for that. Invest in education and training programs that help people adapt, develop new skills.
So it's not just about celebrating the cool new tech, but making sure everyone benefits from it.
I think that's crucial. We need to make sure everyone's equipped to thrive in this new AI-powered world. And thinking about the future of work is just one part of it. AI is also changing the way we learn, how we access information. Imagine personalized learning platforms that adapt to each student's needs.
Yeah, like having a personal tutor for every subject.
Right. And it goes beyond education, too. Think about healthcare. Imagine AI diagnostic tools that can detect diseases earlier or help doctors create personalized treatment plans.
The possibilities are pretty amazing, but we can't forget about the potential downsides. We need to be sure we're using AI responsibly.
Absolutely. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. Like, what about data privacy, algorithmic bias, the impact of AI on society as a whole? We have to talk about those things.
You're right. We can't just focus on the good. We need open conversations about those potential risks and challenges.
For our listeners who want to learn more, we'll be sure to add some resources in the show notes.
Good idea. We can include links to articles, research, organizations that are working on AI ethics, responsible AI development.
So everyone can continue exploring these ideas.
Exactly. And engage in those important conversations.
Okay, so much to think about. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to the Acer Swift 14 AI for a moment. We've covered the specs, the features, the benefits, the challenges, but the question I keep coming back to is, how will AI-powered laptops like this one actually change the way we work, learn, and interact with technology in the near future?
That is the question, isn't it? It is a big question, and I don't think anyone has the exact answer just yet. But I think it's safe to say that AI-powered laptops like this Swift 14 have the potential to make technology more intuitive, personalized, and accessible than ever before.
Okay, I like that. More intuitive, more personalized, more accessible. Let's unpack that a little bit, starting with what do you mean by more intuitive technology?
Well, imagine a laptop that doesn't just, run programs, but actually understands your needs and adapts to the way you work. A device that can, anticipate what you're trying to do and offer suggestions or even help you complete tasks more efficiently.
Okay, so it's not me learning how to use the technology is learning how to work with me.
Exactly. That's the idea.
That would be amazing. And what about personalization? How would AI make our computing experience more personal?
Think about all the data your laptop's collecting about you, your usage patterns, the websites you visit, the files you work on, even your typing style. AI can analyze all of that to create a truly customized experience.
So it's like having a laptop that's actually tailored to me.
Yeah, like it adjusts its display settings based on your mood or recommends content that aligns with your interests. It could even, help you manage your time more
So
effectively.
it's like a personal assistant and a productivity coach all in one.
Right. And speaking of accessibility, AI can break down barriers for people with disabilities. Features like voice control, gesture recognition, real-time translation. These can empower people who might have difficulty using traditional input methods or understanding different languages.
So it's not just about making technology more personalized, it's about making it more inclusive as well,
Absolutely.
making sure everyone has the opportunity to benefit from these advances.
Exactly.
Okay, now we've talked about the positive potential of AI, but we also need to be realistic. We need to make sure we're using this technology responsibly, ethically.
Yeah, absolutely. With any powerful tool, there's always a potential for misuse or unintended consequences. And one of the big concerns is the impact on jobs and the workforce in general. As AI gets better at automating tasks, some jobs are inevitably going to be displaced. So it's crucial that we invest in education and training programs, help people adapt to these changes, learn new skills.
So we need to make sure that we're not leaving anyone behind as this technology evolves.
Exactly. And beyond the impact on jobs, we also need to think about, the potential for AI to reinforce societal inequalities.
Okay. How so?
Well, if AI systems are trained on biased data, they can perpetuate and even amplify those biases.
Oh, I see.
So we have to be very, very careful about how we develop and deploy these systems.
So there's not just about the technology itself, it's about the data that we feed it. It's about the human choices that shape how this technology is used.
That's a really important point.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
It's exciting, it's a little bit scary, but I think it's important to have these conversations.
I agree. We can't just bury our heads in the sand. AI is here, and it's going to, continue to shape our world. So we need to engage with it thoughtfully and responsibly.
Absolutely. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
We've gone from the technical specs of this Acer Swift 14 AI all the way to the broader impact of AI on society. So much to consider.
And the journey's just beginning. I think the key takeaway is that, AI isn't some far-off concept. It's here, it's now. It's changing the way we live, work, and interact with technology at an incredible pace. And the Swift 14 AI is just one example of that.
Yeah, one powerful example of how AI is becoming more and more integrated into our everyday lives.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what's next?
What other exciting developments are just around the corner?
I can't wait to find out.
Me neither. But for now, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI laptops. We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking. We encourage you to keep exploring these topics, keep thinking critically about the role of AI in your own life. And until next time, stay curious.